Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. The Texas Tech University School of Theater and Dance is gaining an international reputation, and the doors that are opening will allow an exchange of students from here to abroad and foreign students to come here, all to study in the School of Theater and Dance. We'll have all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are at the School of Theater and Dance here at Texas Tech University, and we're actually in the office of Dr. Mark Charney, who is the director of the School of Theater and Dance, and he's with us, and we also have with us Corey Norman, who is director of marketing and communication and the company manager, all for the School of Theater and Dance. Welcome to you both. Thank you for being on the front row today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, the first thing is on my walkover, I got to see this beautiful new building, walk through, and Corey met me at the door and escorted me back to your office. And it's so different than the office that I visited with you the last time.
Actually, the good thing is we can all get in this one. Whereas before, you may be lurking outside the door.
Right. Well, it's just marvelous. This is a thing that happens very few times. You get to initiate and inaugurate a new building. And how has that been? What's it been like to move in and discover these things?
Well, you know, Clint, this is a dream. The old building, as you know, is 50 years old. We didn't have a classroom. We really didn't have good rehearsal space. We had a lab theater that was sort of forced thrust. And while it was really intimate and sort of cool, students could only learn from that one sort of format. Having our own classrooms, having state-of-the-art computer equipment, having a black box to play with and a black box with a grid so that you don't have to use ladders to change the lights, and having all of our offices, almost all of our offices, except for dance, in the same building, we actually see each other.
Right.
It's amazing. We have space. We have we have abilities to talk to the students.
We have natural light.
Which is always a good thing.
Right.
But, you know, it was not without its challenges, too. I mean, Corey moved into the box office and...
We had challenges there. We've overcome them. But, I mean, new building, new challenges.
Sure, sure.
That's okay.
I'm thinking, Clint, that, you know, before, I think our success was working against the elements. Now we have the elements working for us.
Right.
So there's going to be a bit of a learning curve on how to use the equipment we have and what else we need to make this completely functional. But it is like, this whole year has been like Christmas.
Yeah. Sure.
And I imagine that'll last, for me, about 3 years.
Right. And you've already had a show in the Black Box Theater.
We've got a second one already.
Already.
And we've had a show in our new small, intimate studio space. So we've had 3 shows in this building so far, and we just opened this fall.
Wonderful. Now, before we get off the subject of the facility, what is next? I understand the Majan Theater will have a makeover. Is that right?
That's right. They're going to remodel the Majan Theater, but they're tearing down the entire building around it, building another 2-story building to go along with this one. The bottom floor will be almost all labs, right?
Production areas.
And the top floor will be the dean's office, moving over. So maybe that's a 3-year project. Mm-hmm. This is the only year in the next many that we have the Majan Theater, and now we're going to have to find spaces again for lots of our plays next year.
Right.
We had a site-specific found space season last year, maybe you know.
Right.
So now it'll be a hybrid mixture. We'll probably find 2 or 3 spaces to do other plays, which I think Corey and I believe is really great for the program anyway.
It is.
And so while the the next building, or phase two of this building, is being constructed, we'll be imaginative about how we stage our seasons.
Right, right. That's just thrilling. All the things that are happening, just thrilling to see.
It's fantastic.
So deserved, and
well,
a long
you.
Time coming, and so it's great. But on top of all of that, some wonderful news that has come for your school, really, the School of Theater and Dance, and it's involved some traveling and a trip to Asia. Tell us what happened and why it's significant.
Well, let's start back in Sibiu, Romania.
Okay.
Corey and I went to Sibiu, Belgrade, Budapest, and Turkey last year. Or it says actually this year, right?
It was this summer.
Summer. Yeah. There we heard about the International Theater Institute. We were at a festival in Sibiu where we were presenting presenting our work with theater and dance in the community to the world in sort of a world congress. There we heard about ITI, International Theater Institute, from the president of that organization, Tobias
Biancone.
Biancone.
Yes.
He is based in Shanghai and in Paris. That organization actually has this huge international perspective where you have any number of countries who sort of are dedicating themselves to shared art, and the Congress is on peace, you know, what art can do to facilitate peace. We didn't know much about ITI before then, right?
We didn't. We didn't know anything. And then what we learned is that they have a whole network for higher education and the performing arts. And many of our colleagues who were at that table, all of their schools were members of this network.
I saw a list.
It was a big list.
Right.
So we go to Tobias and say, how can we be a part of it? And he, you know, very kindly said, we don't really favor Americans. partly is to deal with the political structure, UNESCO, you know, our America's backing out of some of these peace organizations. He said that he felt like American schools primarily weren't interested as much in learning, but sort of thinking we do it this way and you should learn from us. So only one American institution has been allowed to be in. It's in Georgetown. He's had a lot of other applications he's turned down. Well, little did Corey and I know that, you know, in these conversations, we were interviewed like four times. We'd show up at an event. What would happen, Corey?
Right. He'd pull us aside. Oh, I've been waiting for you. And he would
what?
Sit, yeah, and we would sit down and we would have another conversation and another conversation. And
so this was a festival, Clint, that had 575 shows in 11 days in 80 venues. So we were invited. We got to choose a couple of shows. That was a trip where Corey and I probably saw 8 plays. Only one of them had super titles. The rest were all in other languages. Mm. So we, after those 4 interviews, we really liked Tobias. I think he liked us.
Right.
He said, you know what? I'm going to invite you to apply. But there's a board. You know, they're going to have to approve it. I like you guys, but I don't know if that's going to be enough. So when I got back this year, Corey and I, with the help of one of my graduate students, Stephen Weatherby, put together maybe a 25-page proposal to respond to some of the questions ITI had about our ability to commit to international work. And we sent in that proposal, and we were unanimously approved. Yay. So we go to Asia, and Shanghai was our first stop. We were trying to partner there with the Shanghai Theater Academy. In Beijing, the Beijing Normal University and Rimnan University, and in Seoul, Korea, the Korea National University of the Arts, and the one we didn't make but we hope to partner with is which one?
It was the university in Hangzhou.
Hangzhou. Tobias was in Shanghai, and he met us there, and there was a small ceremony for us, and we got presented with the certificate. And he sort of implied, okay, we've got 2 American institutions, now America's closed. so we may be the last American institution in ITI, but we were thrilled.
Wow. So he had interviewed you in a way.
Yeah, so it's so weird because first we didn't know we were being interviewed.
Right, right, right.
But, I mean, we went to a social event. We were like, everybody's having a party. He said, I've been waiting for you. He pulled us aside. The first hour was grilling us about our program. Now, he's great. He's a lovely man, and So when I say grilling, it was just conversations, but it was very pointed interview questions that in a comfortable environment with maybe a beer, we were still talking about the program.
Oh, that's great. Cora Norman, so now that you are part of the International Theater Institute, what significance is that going forward for the School of Theater and Dance?
Well, I tell you, it really is sort of a door opener to creating these partnerships with other universities around the world, which is what we've been doing. We are already partners with the Hong Kong Academy of Performing Arts. We're partners with Bilkent University in Ankara, Turkey. Both of those are members of ITI. When we visited with Korea National University of Arts in Seoul, they're members. It's a foot in the door for those kinds of things. It also means invitations to theater festivals around the world. It means greater exposure to the world theater for our students. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty significant.
Right. I know in the world of the arts in general, collaboration is so much better than isolation.
Right.
And I know that a lot of opera companies share productions, they share casts, they share facilities, they do all these kinds of things. I'm sure it works in the theater world like that too.
Well, it's true. What we found partnering with Turkey and with Hong Kong, we bring 10 students in every summer for Wild Wind from Hong Kong. We have the last 2 years, and some of their professors. We brought students from Bilkent University to our Marfa Devised Intensive. We find working side by side our students with students from other countries that they learn as much as they would if someone came from those universities to teach them. Mm-hmm. The cultural differences are so significant and so interesting. And the training, while it's some similarities, Clint, is just really different. So putting the students together is the first priority.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting, Clint, is that, of course, it's expensive to send folks over. But what ITI organizations usually do is if we can get the students to the country, everything is taken care of when they get there.
Mm.
So we have 5 students going to a mask workshop in Turkey this weekend. Right. They're there for almost 2 weeks. They're studying with 2 great mask workshop, artists. And then they take them to Ephesus to perform in the ruins. And so that will, Corey and I wrote a play called Empty Roads with Cars. We took that play this past summer to an international festival with other productions from Korea, Istanbul, Ankara,
China, and Iran.
And and it was so nice to be a part of that. On top of it, what we found, having seen 8 or so plays in other languages, at first you resent not knowing exactly what's going on, but then you learn to look at theater in a different way. I want my students to appreciate that. I think that when you have professors and students who've learned from the bottom up education in a different light, there's no better way we can distinguish our program than continuing to pursue international opportunities.
Right. And what a great thing for recruiting. What great student would not want to come to Texas Tech if Texas Tech is going to offer the ability to go around the world and experience all of these things?
Well, we took a group of people and a play to the University of Sharjah, the American University of Sharjah near Dubai. We have 2 students right now who are applying to join our program from there. We have 2 students who, when their English gets better from Bilkent, are going to apply here. And I just got a Facebook message from another one in Turkey, who said, can I come visit? I want to come to your school. Boy, we love that. Right. We just love that.
Right.
And I do think it's a great recruiting tool. I think already we support our graduate students better than most programs in the country because we do send them to all the major festivals and conferences in the United States. But it's not that they're not all worthwhile. I guess Corey and my eyes got opened when we travel about what we didn't know. So we assume that the students will have the same experience. And the ones who went to Turkey and we took our production, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they could talk of nothing else since they came.
Right. Corey, I can only imagine that your job in the last several years has changed dramatically as you have a whole new way of marketing and more things to market. And
Oh, has it changed?
So tell us about this metamorphosis, how this worked.
Well, you know, and it's still changing because we're still doing so much and adding so much. But, you know, when I first started, it was local regional stuff that we were marketing, just the shows, and then, you know, Wildwin, which we did on campus, and the Marfa Intensive, which we take to Marfa every summer. But now you have this other, and then when you market and you say things like you're studying alongside two faculty members from Hong Kong Performing Arts Academy and 10 of their students, or we're bringing in these students from Bilkent University to join us in Turkey, even then the local programs become sort of international.
Yeah.
You know, our students aren't going to those countries, but we're bringing those countries to the students, right? and that culture and those thoughts.
Well, let me tell you, Clint, even today, you know, we have Rebecca Gilman, a pretty famous playwright, mm-hmm. a very famous playwright, who left Northwestern to come to us. We're thrilled.
Don't you love that?
Oh my God.
When it works that way.
Oh, we were in Korea. Next year, they're doing a production of Her Boy Gets Girl. So Rebecca Gilman, I put him in touch with it because she has a revised version of that going up in the West End. She also just got through a one-woman show off Broadway. And so she just returned. And we also have this year, Doug Wright, who won the Pulitzer Prize for I Am My Own Wife. So Rebecca said, we have a new MFA playwriting program. While Doug is here, Corey, don't you think that maybe you should take the opportunity to have a picture of us and advertise?
Right. So this afternoon, we have a picture being taken of Doug and Rebecca and Mark.
Right. So before you came over, we were using the camera in the conference room to see if we could, you know, take something that would be advertising worthy.
Absolutely.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, be honest with you, his job increased tenfold. I can't tell you how many tourists he's given to the building, how many questions he answers. And since the box office is right near the entrance, people sort of mistake it for an information desk. So luckily he has his own office, which he didn't have before. He had an office. It was a passageway. Right. So we can close the door, but I don't know how effective that is.
But welcome to the world of company manager,
right? I love it.
There's so many things going well, so many things happening. Just congratulations to you both. It's really great.
Well, thank you, Clint. I mean, you at NPR have, since I got here 8 years ago, I've been so incredibly supportive. I don't know that the arts would exist in Lubbock the same way without you guys. And when you had that problem, went off the air for a short amount of time.
Right.
My wife and I were like, what the heck? When is it going to come back? And I remember talking to Cheryl all the time. I think people in the arts all know how much NPR, PBS, how much you guys do to contribute. So thank you for being interested.
Absolutely.
Altogether.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Well, it's wonderful. Dr. Mark Charney, director of the School of Theater and Dance here at Texas Tech University. Corey Norman, director of marketing and communication and the company manager. Thank you both for being on the front row with us today.
Well, thank you, Clint.
Thanks, Clint, very much.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.